What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And we say good morning to the Plastic Man and also the National Wildlife Federation's Conservation Leadership Award winner for 2024, who made a trip to Washington, D.C. to accept it, Captain Ryan Lambert, the man, the myth, the legend, they're calling you, Ryan. I can't tell you how many people are texting in to congratulate you on a very well-deserved award.
I think the myth part is right.
Well, we think you're still a man.
Yeah, it's pretty prestigious. I was pretty honored to get that. I mean, several presidents have gotten that award. So I said, how'd y'all even find me? You know, all the way from D.C. and all over the country, and you know, from where I'm from, you got to look real hard to find me.
Well, I think you know your name has gotten around, and they rely on you to bring people there and actually show them, you know, point out the problem and show them some of the results of the solution. And I think you've done a wonderful job in doing that. And you've certainly given a lot of your time and your expense to do that, and you're certainly deserving of the award. One thing I got to ask you, though, why did they give you an egret statue? Didn't they have something that's a whooping crane?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it looked like an egret to me, but anyway, I thought they would give you an eagle
already,
or a bear or a mountain lion or something like that.
I got the egret from when I was the stewardship award. I have an eagle, and then when I was conservationist a year in Louisiana, I got a turkey. So now I got a whooping crane. I'm getting quite a farm piled up here.
Yeah, you're going to have an Audubon Society collection going there. Well, what y'all been catching this week?
I tell you, most of the boys went on vacation this week. Redfish are pretty simple still. You know, they're getting away more of those 18-inch fish. And, that you know, within a month, most of those will be that. You know, surprisingly, I've seen some real little fish on Facebook and stuff. I mean, like 10, 12 inches. You know, that's, I don't know why those aren't growing very well, because, you know, last year's stock for us is right at 18 inches already, so. Well, a lot of those are 16s, 17s, but a lot of them are breaking 18s already. So, you know, I don't know where those little fish are coming from, but lots of them. And then if you go to the beaches or to the rigs this time of year to catch your speckled trout, because, you know, the water's so warm and you got to have that water move in the deeper water to get it cool and get enough oxygen in it. So, you know, it's either the rigs or the beach for us right now on the trout and Reds are just where they always are. They are right where the river water is still cool, and they hang right out of that river water. So it's just pretty easy. They pile up pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier with Mike Gallo about triple tail, and I know occasionally you come across them, but it doesn't seem like there's been much action on triple tail this year, and or people are real quiet about it.
You know, there's been quite a few caught already, but, you know, people don't push that out there too much. It's kind of, those fish are kind of like a spook, you know. We feel like there's that many of them, and we don't want to exploit them. You know, they might be plenty, but you don't know, because they are so secretive kind of fish. So there are some people catching them, and I'll go this month, I'll go start fooling with them. with my Florida boys will come down and we'll go after those and mangroves and that kind of stuff. So cobias, you know, it's that time of year. So it's time to get after all that good stuff. They're there. They pretty much stay all the time. I mean, we catch them in December. We catch them most any time. You just have to go after them.
You know, crab trap floats are generally where you'll find them. They kind of stack up under that. And really, I've heard people catching them under floating dead nutria. You know, anything that's on the surface, yeah. They kind of get up next to it looking for any little, you know, shrimp or tiny crabs that might be there.
I know people that set up burlap sacks with the swimming noodles to hold them out. And they anchor them down, and it makes a nice flat spot for them to go, and they'll make a line of them, and they'll run that line. Problem is, everybody runs your line, you know, once they find it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put them offshore a little bit to where you can run across them, but you don't know the line. But I know people that do that quite often, and, you know, it attracts quite a bit of them. You know, it doesn't take much for to get that shade. I like to fish them, you know, differently than that, though. I'll go after the rigs and such, you know, a lot bigger fish. You'd be surprised. One post will hold them, you know. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, and you know, in some cases, they're probably, if you find them, is the hard part. I mean, they're very ferocious and aggressive. I mean, you put anything in front of them, they're going to attack.
And they fight. Oh, my gosh, yeah, trying to get them. Get them to the boat is quite a challenge sometimes. You need some pretty heavy equipment when you're after 25, 30 pounders, you know. It's they're ferocious. They're really good to eat. So, yeah, I'm going to go down today. I just got back from Washington yesterday evening, so I'll go down today, and I'm going to get on a shrimp boat and make one more drag before the season ends and get some bait and for the crab traps, and because the crabs are running real good. They got some beautiful crabs right now, too. So we'll do that. But like Darryl said, a lot of it's little white shrimp now showing up, you know, 80-100 white shrimp. So we don't want to fool with them too much. It's going to close Monday.
Yes, it does. If somebody wants to go fishing with a National Wildlife Federation Conservation Leadership Award winner, tell them how to do it.
That was a mouthful, my man.
Yeah, I almost couldn't get it all out. I was chewing them up.
CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can always call me direct at 504-559-5111. And the next project, we're going after Davis Pond because the catfishermen and zombies are hurting. Their cans are getting taken over. They're solid, full of barnacles. The salt water is backed up so much that we're putting the catfishermen out of business.
Yeah, and that's a shame because that's a very, very thriving at one time industry down there. Thanks for all the hard work you do, Captain Ryan, and hopefully I'll get to fish with you soon, too. So take care. Have a happy 4th.
Thank you, buddy. You as well.
All righty. Ryan Lambert, the plastic man and the winner of the National Wildlife Federation's Conservation Leadership Award.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.